Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Sorry about that stumble there. Just goes to show that this is not a robot praying for you. This is actually a living, breathing human being in the state of Texas, in the nation of the United States of America, who makes lots of mistakes. So that's me, and it is my privilege to read scripture for you every single day and to pray for you. That's, if you're new to the podcast, that's the format. We read scripture in order. We're working through Matthew right now, and then I pray for you according to that scripture. This is a really great practice that we can bring into our spiritual lives, and so it's my privilege to kind of shepherd you through that. Okay, so we're in Matthew 13, verses 18 through 23 in the NIV, the New International Version of the Bible. This is what it says. Listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we want to be bearers of this message of the kingdom. We want to understand your upside-down kingdom. We know that splashy is not what you're after. You're after faithfulness. Big is not what you're after. You're after small obedience. It's not what we curate on the outside for everyone to see. It's how you're building your kingdom on the inside of our hearts. And so, Lord, help us to live in light of those kingdom truths today. Lord, we do pray for those who did not understand the gospel and the evil one has snatched away that message. We pray that you would be that good shepherd to pursue those folks in our lives. We know that you love them more than we do. And sometimes that's hard for us to even understand because our love is so big. Sometimes we just love people so much and we want to see them come to the knowledge of the truth, not so that they'll have happy, normal lives, but so that they can know you, because that is life indeed. You are the one that provides peace and health in terms of spiritual health and life and joy and all of those things. You fill the hole that we have. And so we long to see that for our friend that may not have understood the gospel when they heard it the first time. Lord, we pray for those who have fallen away after persecution. And Lord, we pray for the persecuted church around the world, that you would sustain those who need that Holy Spirit endurance, that Holy Spirit perseverance from within, to endure for the sake of the cross and for the sake of you, Jesus. And we pray for our friends who have been choked out by the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth, making the word that you have given them unfruitful. And Lord, when we pray that in this breath and we pray for other people, we have to pray for ourselves about that too, because we're constantly being bombarded by the deceitfulness of wealth. We're constantly being shown that we should revel in the worries of this life, or we compare ourselves to others, and so it causes us to be discontent or to worry. And so, Lord, this is one that we battle. We have allowed the thorns to grow up in our garden, and for some reason we've liked them. I don't know why, because they're just prickly and they cause us to bleed, but we somehow think that they will fill us and they don't. And so forgive us for that. And Lord, as I finish this prayer, of course, this is what I want to pray, that we would be people who yield the hundredfold crop, that we could look back on our lives and point to your faithfulness and the things that you've caused to grow in us, our hearts, our sanctification journey. Every single day we have the opportunity to grow closer to you, to know intimacy with you, and to produce fruit in your kingdom, whether that means just being faithful and obedient in the quiet places or sharing your word with others. So Lord, we pray for that bumper crop, and we acknowledge that that's about you and not about us. Your power within us, the Spirit within us doing good work. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You can support this podcast, and I would so greatly appreciate it. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday, and there's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. And wow, it's been such a blessing. I'm trying to avoid advertising to pay for things, and so this is a way that we can still put out the podcast and not have to do advertising. So that's my hope. Hope you have an amazing day. You are loved, my friend.